We passed two multi car collisions, probably about 6 to 8 cars in both of them within half a mile. It's icy. I've got anti-lock brakes, and I was going 5 miles an hour.
Ice, snow, wintry weather. Brr, it's cold out there. If you live in the South, the Midwest, the East, it's pretty chilly. There are some pockets in Florida where they're still wearing flip-flops, and in California, but a lot of the country is still trying to thaw out from what has become a winter wonderland. One of the craziest examples of it, as we kick off this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, is if you happen to watch the Philadelphia-Detroit Lions game. Let's say you had no idea where they're playing, and let's think about this. Who has the dome and who doesn't? So Philadelphia, they had 6 inches, in fact, up to 8 inches at one point on the field. It looked like some kids with nice uniforms that were playing on a blacktop somewhere that they just tried to clear off. Seriously, it was ridiculous. Philadelphia managed to win that one in the fourth quarter. They were trailing in the beginning of it, but some of the photos from that were absolutely, in the video, absolutely crazy. In Texas, it is nightmarish. Icemageddon. The sleet and the ice and then thawing out for just a couple hours and freezing over again. There were people stuck on some major highways for 18 hours or more. 4 people were killed. 1 in a truck that skidded off of a bridge. So it's been terrible in Texas and terrible for people trying to get through the state and for trucks that are headed in different directions. It's been crazy. And snow is falling in a lot of different places. So it's cold, cold, cold. A deep freeze hitting a large swath of the United States, no question about it. Weather Channel spikes when people are flying and worried about what's happening in their neighborhood. So you had Virginia and parts of West Virginia and Washington, D.C. They're bracing because they know they got all kinds of crazy things that are headed that way. With the snow and the sleet and the ice and the bitter cold and all that sort of stuff. In fact, in Northwest Virginia, on I-81, boy, I've made that crawl along there. It was incredibly treacherous on Sunday. They had one car that was just somehow they couldn't see or whatever it was. Imagine this. They just plowed through 40 feet of guardrail. 40 feet of guardrail. How is that happening? Because they don't know what they're seeing. They just keep on going, and next thing you know, boom, that's what's happened. A lot of overturned cars, all that kind of stuff, and wrecks all over the place. One of the worst roads, I mentioned it already, that some of the major highways in Texas were bad. Interstate 35, it's a major thoroughfare. Many of you know this across the country. And it was thick ice, so they had to bring in graders with blades, trucks with blades that could chop up the ice, because that was part of the problem and why literally you had 15 miles of mostly trucks and cars in between that were just simply stuck and they couldn't go anywhere. And, of course, then there's power outages all over the place, too, depending on where you live and if you're lucky or not in whatever pocket. Because, you know, when you get that ice, people forget this, but you get that really thick ice and it goes down on those power lines and you start to see them really sag. And then that's it. Then, you know, whew, you're getting a couple inches of ice, there is a chance, depending on where those lines are, that you could lose your power. So I checked the mailbag. We're going to do actually a couple of mailbags this time around. So many of you sent in your horror stories of what was happening with, as far as the weather was concerned. Of course, politics is always up for grabs, and there was a lot of that with Obamacare and the usual thing that we're talking about here on the show, the buzz in the backyard. But truly, weather was on the minds of everybody because so many people, not everybody, but so many people were fighting the elements. And some of you were not prepared. I can't say it enough. Now, with the way the weather is so wacky at times, where a season is extended, you have to have the basics, especially if you get in your car. Because imagine being trapped in a car for 18 hours and you have nothing. You know, it's cold, you've got to worry about gas, you don't have blankets, you don't have any food, you don't have, you know, you're stuck and there's not any way to get off of the highway because you're crawling along, it's taking you however long, and there's no shortcut in some of these cases. So you got nothing. It's like the planes now. When you go to the planes, you have to have at least a few things with you because of that chance that you could be stuck somewhere on a tarmac, even if it's for an hour or two. It can get really nasty if you don't have some water. They can't give you water. Usually they do, but sometimes they're out and they're running around and it's crazy. But you get that. It's not a lecture about being sure you're prepared. It's just an obvious thing now. So the people in these situations that were prepared, it wasn't quite as bad. It wasn't great. But at least they had something with them that they could turn to, something they could, you know, gnaw on or whatever while... Excuse me, they were waiting to get off of the highway because they were just stuck. Arkansas and Missouri, same thing. They had about 7 inches of snow that fell in what they call the Missouri boot heel. And in Memphis, they had 8 to 9 inches. And also in southern Indiana, some of you are listening to us there, you had some of that wintry mix too. And in Illinois, of course, same thing. So that means probably have some schools closed. You have pockets of people without power, as I was mentioning, because it just depends on your particular situation, whether it was ice or snow, and most likely lots and lots of cancellations. And we're seeing that with the planes, the flights in and out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area might have been the worst in the country. And that's a hub for American Airlines. That's the big hub. So you'll have flights that come from other areas that stop there, and that messed up a lot of people that didn't come from areas where the weather was bad, but they were going into an area or trying to go through an area where the plane made a stop in Dallas, and that messed up a lot of people that ended up trying to get a hotel room or they ended up on cots somewhere, just anywhere, whatever they could do. All right, so remember last week on the show I was saying if Obamacare is really so good, and it's going to end up being good, then Congress needs to sign up for it. So now that's exactly what's happening, especially a lot of Democrats, members of Congress, are signing up for Obamacare because this is what they're saying. Their constituents, okay, if you're on it, then I'm going to be on it. So they're doing what I said I think all of them should have to do. And when they've been successful, because they're having a hard time signing up for it, the premiums are a lot higher. They're a lot higher. And they have to sign up by Monday. That's 2 weeks before the rest of the population to get coverage by January 1st. So now it's been kind of a comedy of errors in some of the cases of people signing up for it, some of these senators and congresspeople signing up for it. 101 of the 438 House members and delegates had completed enrollment in the exchanges, and the same for their staffs too, but it's been rough for them to first of all get through, like Congressman Chuck Fleischman, who tweeted that the site crashed 3 times when he was trying to sign up. So healthcare.gov is still in trouble because of so many people going into it to sign up. Stay with us.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
America tonight. Hey, everybody. I hope you're warm, dry, and safe wherever you are listening to this show. Kate D hanging out with all of you across this great nation, which in some cases is nothing but a whiteout. Nothing but a whiteout. And while people are stuck inside and feeling the cabin fever and realizing the deadline is crunching them, as far as health is concerned, a lot of people are trying to sign up for health care if they're going to their exchanges, if they live in a state where there's an exchange, or they're going to healthcare.gov for some guidance and looking in that direction. Jenny in Florida sent us an email over the weekend, and she says, "Hey, boy, it's been rough, not weather-wise, here in sunny, sunny Florida, as I listen to my family back east complain about what's about to hit. But what has really hit me is just this whole task of signing up for healthcare. You know, maybe it's me. Usually I'm pretty motivated. I roll up my sleeves and I get going. But it's been rough because every single time I've tried to even use healthcare.gov, it's really true. I keep getting bumped out of it, or something happens and I'm waiting, 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 and then nothing happens. And finally I got through, signed up for healthcare, was directed to Blue Cross Blue Shield, signed up for healthcare. Ultimately a plan through the Obamacare website, and it is about $2,000 more than what I had. Of course, I couldn't stay on that insurance, so I feel people who are talking about how much more their premiums are going to be. Let's see how much better the coverage is, because that's, of course, what is being touted. So I didn't deal with any nasty weather, but I dealt with a nasty website. Godspeed, anybody who has to use healthcare.gov. Pack a snack and your patience. You know, I was reading this, that the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, who is, of course, a supporter and defender of the Affordable Care Act, said last week that he's got to pay $4,500 more a year. So his was higher signing up through it. And we're, mostly that's what you're hearing. Congressman Louis Gohmert from Texas, a Republican, said he's going to pay the penalty and go uninsured. The penalty would be 1% of his pay or $1,700 a year, just over $1,700 a year. So mostly the Democrats who favored the Affordable Care Act have been frustrated with logging on to the website, but they're signing up for it. There was a senator in Hawaii, Brian Schatz, his name is. He said he jumped plans for his family, but that the new plan is not less or more expensive. It's just pretty much the same. I think it's the same. People aren't complaining whether you're a politician or somebody else who's just having to sign up for insurance. The ones who are paying the same premium-wise aren't having the problem with it. It's everybody else that's shell-shocked over, you know, what they're having to pay. And there is no question, especially now, you're going to have a long wait time and possibilities of the website crashing with so many people going to it. Because that was part of the problem in the first place. There wasn't enough to have enough people logging on. In other words, when you have too many people on certain sites, it crashes it. So that's what's definitely going to be going on now as you get closer and closer to these deadlines. So, you know, it's interesting. Last month, we were talking about this on the air, that anybody who was elected and the most of the staff, they had to choose who the staff was, were exempt from Obamacare. And they get 75% of the cost from the government. So it's kind of crazy in a way. It's to do it on purpose because of the constituents, or, you know, like Harry Reid, he's paying $4,500 more. Is he paying $4,500 more because he wants to sign up to say, okay, I am signing up for it too, just like you? Or what is that about? Because it was the eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing, where they actually had to pick who on their staff wasn't getting the coverage, and they had to get other insurance, so they'd have to go through the health exchanges. So maybe this is just, it would have to be a choice thing. That's what doesn't make any sense, because I said it should be widespread. If it's good, and if everybody else is going to have to sign up this way, unless they're employers are insuring them and they're paying part of it, then why shouldn't you have all the elected officials who are backing it, or just all across the board backing it or not backing it? Okay, you're going to be on it because you work for the government. So this is affordable health care. This is your the exchanges, etc. This is you. You're going to be on it too, just like the rest of us. I mean, ultimately, what do I think happens? And we've had enough people on the show to talk about this. I think it's going to end up just being one. It's just going to be across the board, single payer, boom, that's it. Because I think there's going to be enough problems with the system the way it's set up now that I can't imagine that it's still going to be this whole thing of going through the websites and exchanges unless something dramatically changes. Anytime there's something new, you're going to have problems with it. You have to give anybody really backing this plan that went through, you have to give them that, because that's the truth. Anytime anything new comes along, it's going to be a little bit convoluted. But boy, there is no way they could have thought it was going to be like this, because this is beyond convoluted. It is. That's why it just doesn't make any sense as to what's happening with some of the signups. All right, so if you're stuck inside and you were trying to sign up, I got a bunch of emails like that. There's no question about it. The other thing is a lot of people were watching a lot of tube. So in watching television, because Nelson Mandela died, and in our last show we talked about that he died last Thursday, there have been a lot of people that are wondering, okay, well, so what about the services for Mandela? What are these services going to be like? And I said there's just absolutely no question that it'll be a who's who, if you think about it, of former world leaders and current world leaders that are going to go to remember Mandela and the kind of security they'll have for this, whatever this world celebration is going to be. I can only imagine they're going to have to bring a lot of security in for this. In Africa, they're talking about that they're heaping praise on Mandela over the past weekend. There was a day of prayers for Mandela on Sunday, and this was churches and mosques and synagogues and community halls and all that kind of stuff. Everybody was reflecting on what Mandela meant and what he meant to South Africa as the first black president who got out of apartheid and into a multiracial democracy. And as I said, he died on Thursday. He'd been ill for months, so it was inevitable, and that's what the family was saying, but he died at the age of 95. And I'll say this again because I've been asked this now a couple of times. I mean, to me, you have to say 27 years in prison, and to come out of that situation, especially Robben Island, where he spent a big chunk of that, to come out of that, to come out of a scenario where you were imprisoned, and at one point you're getting two letters, all you're allowed is two letters a year, and to come out and instead of going after the people that put him there in the first place, to have that whole forgiveness thing is amazing to me. I think that's the lesson of Mandela, because it's so difficult. I mean, it would just be incredibly difficult to do. I mean, he believed in forgiveness. There's no question about that. And he forgave the people who kept him locked away for those 27 years. He was a freedom guy. He fought against people who oppressed other people. And, you know, sadly, there's still some things happening in South Africa that are unbelievable. The crime is still up there. It's gotten incredibly worse in some places. But you're going to have 59 foreign heads of state or governments who have so far said that they're going to attend the memorial or the funeral at this point. Of course, you're going to have President Obama, David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, is going to be there, Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General. And it's Tuesday when this memorial takes place. So it's, like I said, it's a who's who that will be there. And imagine the security. Imagine the security for, you know, this ceremony that's going to happen in Johannesburg Stadium. Hang with us. We're booting it over to the other side with some odds and ends.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
How's the weather where you are? Shelly emails me and says, Kate, 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 I was going from Tulsa to Texas. And I have to tell you that I was trapped for 6 hours. So not 18, because everybody keeps hearing about the 18, but it was plenty of time in the car for me. I did have a few crackers. But you make good points about having some grub that you can easily get to. Yeah, like a couple of, you know, throw in some apples or something in case you get trapped. You just never know. You got a couple of people that are throwing out what the weather's like where they are, like Angel in Fashion says, it's raining here all day. So we've had rain and sleet and snow, and then the few people rubbing our noses in the fact that they're enjoying 70s, like my pals in Westlake Village and in Los Angeles, who say it's been really, really nice weather the last couple of days. And putting up Christmas trees and lights and all that stuff in Florida, same thing. Actually, it's pretty humid in some parts, and it's in the 70s, too. But the rest of the nation, big chunks of the nation, is dealing with what we first started the show with, some pretty bad weather, especially when it comes to ice, ice, baby. It is no fun to deal with ice. I'll tell you a quick personal story. Getting off the air on Thursday into Friday morning, you know, you could hear it. You could hear it coming down, so you knew it was sleet. And when I woke up the next day, the trees, they just drooped. It looked like someone took their hand and pressed the big oak trees down, and one of my oak trees branches shattered off of it. A couple of them shattered off. One big enough that the firemen had to come. They were clearing the streets, and it hit my neighbor's mailbox and just shattered it. I mean, the mailbox, boom, fell to the ground, pancaked it practically. So it was a question of trying to get down, just trying to get the tree limbs down and stuff. In fact, I posted, if you go to americatonight.net and click on the Facebook icon there, or just go onto Facebook and friend me, you'll see the pictures. You'll see the pictures of the whole tree roping thing as the only way to get the branch down, that you had to try to kind of wrestle it off. It was that brutal. And it was just a neighborhood full of trees that looked like, it looked like lightning had hit it. You know, they just had gone right down the center of the trees. Crazy. Crazy to see it. And then, of course, people trying to walk their dogs. And, you know, we have the mascot here, Mahalo, the golden retriever, just looked like he was ice skating. And there was people that were really ice skating down the streets. I mean, there was people that just put on, in my neighborhood, they put on skates and just went off the curb and went into the streets and had a lot of impromptu ice hockey games. And it was crazy. It was like I was living in Minnesota, like where the mothership is. It's like all of a sudden I've been transported to Minneapolis. It was really that wild to see. And it's been a couple of days of that. This, all of this weather shifted and went to the places that I mentioned before, in Virginia and whatnot. A lot of those spots, though, are getting a wintry mix, but they're getting some snow mixed in there, which is a little bit better than having the ice bomb drop on you and the leaves still on the trees that are causing them to just snap in half. And what a mess that has been. So power outages and travel nightmares and all kinds of crazy, crazy things have happened because of this weather, and that is the common denominator always that people are talking about, and is the buzz in the backyard. And overwhelmingly, a big chunk, besides the, like I said, the normal political stuff, a big chunk of what the emails had to say from over the weekend and all the way up through Sunday had to do with weather more than anything. And then the other thing was, of course, the usual, and I was just talking about that, the problems of signing up for health insurance and what to do and whether the cancellation notices came and trying to figure out and navigate what's next, whether to take a hit and be uninsured or to be insured and just have to pay, more. And I think that this is going to continue. We have the deadline January 1st, but then once everything gets rolled out, people are still going to be, I believe anyway, navigating the system and trying to figure that out. Also, I think caught up in the crosshairs of what's happening with on a world stage, as I said, this is odds and ends. The big services are going to be held for Nelson Mandela in Johannesburg at the stadium there on Tuesday, and you're going to have so many people there dignitary-wise, and then just everybody that can possibly be outside of the stadium or near the stadium or any of that kind of stuff, they're absolutely going to be there because Mandela was a force. No matter what you think of what's happened in South Africa, what's happened since then, before then, and everything in between, there's no question he's iconic. He was iconic. And you'll see the people that will come from all kinds of corners of Africa, too, I think, as well. So while that's going on, what's also percolating, and to me, super, super interesting because it has such an impact, a ripple effect in a lot of our neighborhoods in America that's so infuriating, is what's happened with the situation with Hamid Karzai. So Hamid Karzai is a guy who absolutely talks out of both sides of his mouth. One minute he freaks out about drones and collateral damage, then he wants more money from the U.S. to help fight the Taliban, then he wants to try to do whatever he can to make nice with the Taliban, and try to live in a live side by side and not have problems. And then while this is all going on and all this massive amount of really of influence and training and soldiers and what we've donated to the country of Afghanistan, it's very scary to think. And this, the clock is on this, and this will come sooner than many people believe, because by December 2014, all of our troops, 50,000 troops, are supposed to be out of Afghanistan. I know there are people listening to me that were touched by Afghanistan. We've had so many people that have served where they've gone on two, three tours and have told us the things that have gone on in some of the villages and things that touched them and things they tried to do and some of the horrific things they had to deal with. And what a way to end all of this after it's going to be really 13 years of an investment than to have this come to the bizarre finality of first Karzai wants an agreement, wants a bilateral agreement. Tribal leaders, 2,500 of them, agree to it. Imagine that. 2,500 tribal leaders in Afghanistan agree to it. And here we are a month later after saying, yes, we have an agreement and that's it. And voila, we're out of Afghanistan too. Here we are 30 days later, no signed agreement. How does that happen? No signed agreement with Karzai. And from what I understand, at the White House, they are tearing their hair out because they're not having any luck. Susan Rice didn't have any luck with them. John Kerry, the Secretary of State, doesn't look like he's having much luck. So what is it going to take to get this deal signed? And what happens if the deal isn't signed? What happens if the deal isn't signed? So then we completely are out of Afghanistan. And if we are completely out of Afghanistan, what does that ultimately mean after all of the investment in trying to help them and get their troops and get their police to a point where they can live in a sort of democracy? Can you imagine? I think of the sacrifices of so many people that were guests on this show. And then so we hear first we're leaving troops behind. Then we have an agreement, and then the agreement isn't signed, and how many troops are we leaving behind? It's confusion. And it's confusion that doesn't make sense. And Hamid Karzai thrives on this. And why are we letting Hamid Karzai dictate so much of this? And the answer is because we have really no choice. So he's the president, but then you go to the more difficult, what you would think would be the more difficult people to sell the deal to, which will be the tribal leaders, and they sign off on it immediately, but no signature. And so what happens? We get closer to the end of next year, and all of a sudden tanks are out and that's it. If that was the case, we wanted this a long time ago. And I have a feeling there's something more to the story with Karzai than meets the eye. I think he's going to ask for more. He's either going to ask for more troops, or he's going to ask for more money, or who knows what. But I know it's not going to be a simple open and shut deal. That's why he's balking, because he feels like he has the United States in a position where he can twist us. How many of you are tired of this Afghanistan situation? What needs to be the ultimate outcome out of this whole thing? All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you know you always can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Daily salute and some BCS standings coming up in just a few.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call?
and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal Jack. Papa's got a brand new bag. Good night, mama. And take your fantasy.
We're hitting the final turn here on this Hour of America tonight. I hope you had a good time today shoveling. Shoveling is the worst, isn't it? Especially ice, because then you got to get water, hot water, and throw it on top of that. But I know probably some people were just killing themselves shoveling that snow, doing the ice thing, because you got to worry about the sidewalks and all that kind of stuff. And I've only had to do it a few times, and I have to tell you, I'm not really great at it. It is great exercise, though, because you don't realize when you have a lot, when it's still snowing and you're turning over the snow and piling it up, just how rough that is on your arms, unless you have a snow blower. And I guess if you live anywhere where you get a lot of deep snow, you're probably going to invest in a snow blower. It only makes sense because it's just too much, even with those big, wide shovels, to try to shovel it all up. All right, the Daily Salute. The Daily Salute goes to this, believe it or not, the fact that, yes, finally we have something to cheer about when it comes to the stock market, once again heading into the weekend because we got better jobs information, although when you turn around to your neighbors and you talk to them and you find out that it doesn't seem that good for the people I know up and down the streets, I don't understand why we get these solid job reports this time around. But the good news is it was good for the stock market because the littlest information that's negative, it just tanks our stock market. And then anyone who has scrimped a little bit of money away on those 401ks, you suffer the consequences of it. We saw what happened when banks were too big to fail and people lost $20,000, $30,000 or more, lost big chunks of money, money they needed to retire on. So, woohoo! You believe it? I can't believe that I am saying the daily salute goes to the stock market, right? Where's that applause? Because stocks have been falling after finally we got a string of some positive economic reports. So that means the investors are pumping money into it, and that means the little guy who has the little bit of the investment is still doing okay. So employers added 203,000 jobs last month. That on top of the 200,000 in October, that was released on Friday. So heading into the weekend, that was better news as stocks jumped and they were higher throughout the day. So how about that? Good news. All right, good news if you're a fan of Auburn, because the BCS came out with its games, with the bowl schedule we know now, came out with the final stats. The January 6th BCS title game, which is played in Pasadena, California, will be Florida State, not a surprise there, against Auburn. How about that? Auburn beats Mizzou. Sorry, because I know we have a lot of people listening in Missouri, and I was really cheering for some of those Missouri people. But on the other hand, people listening in Alabama that are Auburn fans, wow, amazing what they were able to do. They take care of Georgia. They take care of Alabama. And then, in the end, they take care of Missouri. How could they not go for the national title against Florida State? Matt, you started paying attention to this a little bit here and there, and you saw that incredible Auburn finish against Alabama. So I think it was just destiny that they ended up in the title game.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And I saw a stat where I think it's the last five Iron Bowl winners have won the national championship, because it went, what was it, Alabama, Auburn, Alabama. Mm-hmm. I think something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
remember
yeah,
what
it
is. But, yeah, it's been very SEC dominant. And while I would have liked to see maybe, you know, someone other than the SEC in the national championship game, I think Florida State and Auburn will be the best matchup available to us. And Ohio State, the way they played against Michigan State, man, they did not deserve. Yes, and
no.
I think they would have been beat heavily by Florida State.
Yeah, and so Ohio State, the Buckeyes go to Miami. They're playing in the Orange Bowl against Clemson, so that's what happened to them. And how about Alabama? Everybody's picking Alabama to do the three-peat, in other words, three in a row, and they look so good. Nick Saban's team is so tough. And then they lose that shocker to Auburn, and that's it. And now they're taking on Oklahoma and New Orleans for the Sugar Bowl.
And I know we have Mr. Brandon Lang on to do most of our gambling statistics, but I did read somewhere else that 14 people in the Las Vegas sports books bet on Auburn to win the national championship. 14 people only at 1,000-1 odds.
Are you kidding me?
So
how much do they get paid?
1,000-1. So it depends on how much money they bet.
Oh, can you imagine? And they didn't plunk down like a cup. You have to put down a little bit, like $20, $25,
exactly.
$30, who knows?
If you bet $100, that's a lot of change.
Oh, I would be out of my mind excited. Are you kidding? That's crazy. See, that's why those wild bets where you even just plunk down a 20 or a 30 on some crazy cockamamie odds, sometimes it pays off for you, and that would be one of those cases. Wow. 14 people, that's it. Wow, great. That's the stat of the week. Matt Johnson, thanks for that. Wow. I didn't read that anywhere. And then the Fiesta Bowl on January 1st, that's in Arizona. Baylor, which has had an incredible season, they win the Big 12. They go up against the University of Central Florida. How about that? I had a friend that used to teach at the University of Central Florida, and they've gotten a lot of attention lately for their football team. And Michigan State and Stanford at the Rose Bowl on January 1st. There's just so many bowls. It's going to be interesting next year, because next year you have the playoff system, no BCS. You know, you have the playoff system that's set up that will ultimately lead to the you think the lack of arguments as to who should be there for the final game, because there are some people that believe Michigan State should have been in there, and there's always arguments for teams. Well, Auburn lost a game. What about all the others that lost a game? And, you know, arguments for who should be in it. But I think they got the teams right as far as who's playing for the title. And then you could look at some of the other bowls maybe and argue it, you know, where they ended up, because there's so many. It's crazy. But to these schools, it means a lot of money. Your big bowls, you're getting $8 million or more, and then that doesn't even include some things that might happen with boosters. But the so any of the BCS games, it's a pretty good chunk of change for the colleges. And even some of the lower-tier bowls can be $1 million, a couple million here and there, and that gets pumped back into to the school, the athletic programs, or sometimes just in general. And it's just sort of a slush fund. It depends on how they break it up. But the key thing is that Florida State, the Seminoles, were perfect. They were 13-0, so you knew they were going to be there. And they have Jameis Winston, who's going to probably win the Heisman Trophy. He'll get that next week. And then Auburn's 12-1. Alabama was 11-1. Michigan State, 12-1. And there were other schools that had just a loss, too, but it depends on strength of conference and all that other stuff, how they end up tweaking those numbers and the polls and who comes up where. I think that's why there were some arguments from Michigan State, because they were alums, because they were 12-1, but they weren't going to get that. And then Ohio State, of course, losing. That just made them fall down the ladder. Otherwise, Ohio State could have made the argument for Ohio State if they had won to go up against Florida State. That could have been interesting to see how that all finished.
There was a four-team playoff this year. How crazy would that be?
Oh, it would have been.
You'd have
awesome.
Jameis Winston against Michigan State, which is the number one defense in the country, and then you'd have an Iron Bowl rematch of Auburn and Alabama.
Yeah, it would have been cool. It would, and that's why next year it'll be that much more interesting, I think, in college football. For years and years, it was what I call one of those things that you went to where you talk about college football, fair or foul, the winners and the losers, and who really got gypped in the end. You can make that argument that your team should have been there or whatever. But now that'll take some of that away with the playoffs. So very, very cool. Hey, coming up in our next hour, at the tail end of the hour, NFL highlights. Plus, did anybody nail the score? The nail the score game was Carolina and the New Orleans Saints. That was the Sunday night game. So we'll let you know about that. Keep it here on America Tonight.
My name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.